10 minutes later, the kitchen doors banged open, and a hard-looking woman with a hairnet and an apron deposited her plate in front of her.
Oh, yeah.
When the hot smell of freshly cooked meat hit the air, Anya forgot all about her mysterious follower and dug in with gusto. She was halfway through her dinner when the bell above the door announced a new customer. Anya glanced in that direction, her concerns about being followed still fresh in her mind. She relaxed when she saw the man entering the room was in his mid-60s and walked with a limp. The men who'd been following her moved much too fast to have been hampered by an injury. So she ignored him and went back to her meal, until he pulled out a chair and sat down next to her at the bar. Anya glanced over and found herself staring into the bluest eyes she'd ever seen. She might have been taken in by those eyes if they weren't filled with a flatness that instantly put her back on guard and had her hand twitching for want of her sword. He held her gaze for a moment and then smoothed a hand over his craggy face and white beard before he looked away, glancing about the room as if checking to be sure no one was watching them. Apparently satisfied they weren't being observed, he picked up the menu and held it in front of him, pretending to study it.
People around here don't like it when strangers start asking questions.
Anya felt a chill run up her spine. This man hadn't been following her, but he could have been working with those individuals. Why else come in here after her? Anya turned her body slightly in his direction, leaning away from the bar and giving herself more room to maneuver.
Is that a threat?
Don't look at me. Keep eating.
Anya did as she was told, her thoughts whirling. It seemed she might have misjudged the situation.
It's not a threat. At least, not from me.
That's a bit contradictory, wouldn't you say?
He caught the bartender's eye.
Boudin mat la Jacques, prosim.
The man remained quiet until his beer was set in front of him. Once the barkeep went back to his place at the other end of the bar, the newcomer cast Anya a furtive glance.
You've been asking questions about the killing the other night, flashing that girl's picture about. That can be dangerous, Miss Creed.
The fact he knew who she was didn't surprise her, but Anya had no intention of acknowledging his comments, at least not until she knew who she was talking to, and maybe not even then.
Who are you?
He considered his response for a moment.
A friend.
Anya shook her head as she stabbed a piece of meat with her fork.
Not good enough.
It will have to be.
Anya wiped her face with her napkin and made to get up from her chair.
Nice chatting with you.
The stranger's arm shot out and pinned her wrist to the bar, the bulk of his body hiding his action from the barkeep and the other customers.
You can't leave.
Anya's free hand twitched. She almost called her sword, but managed to resist the impulse at the last moment. Her anger, however, was less controllable.
Get your hand off me before I cut it off.
There is a man waiting across the street. I believe he's looking for you. It isn't safe for you to leave. Not yet.
He took his hand off her arm as requested. Anya settled back into her chair and waited for her companion to make the next move. She watched from the corner of her eye as he casually looked around the room, checking to see if anyone had noticed their interaction. Then he glanced at her and went back to staring at the bar top.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be harsh.
Anya accepted his apology with the slightest of nods.
My name is Novotsk. I didn't come here to harm you. On the contrary, I came to warn you that you've chosen a dangerous path. If you persist in asking questions, you're only going to draw attention.
Attention from whom?
The wrong kind of people.
Anya leaned closer, her emotions flaring.
A woman was murdered. If my questions bring those responsible out of hiding, then so be it.
They've already killed once. Who's to say they won't make you their next target?
They're welcome to try.
Novotsk, first name or last name, glanced around and then reached inside his coat. Anya stiffened, expecting him to pull a weapon, and was relieved when it turned out to be a small manila envelope. He slid it across the bar toward her.
I was hoping you might say that. Meet me in the Church of the Holy Savior in Chaktitsa tomorrow evening at 7, if you want to know more.
I'm not going to meet you anywhere.
She picked up the envelope and opened it.
Why would I meet with someone who won't even tell me their full name?
She glanced inside the envelope. Staring up at her was a color photograph of a naked woman lying dead on the ground somewhere. The front of the photo was stamped with the word Doklat in bright red. That was a Slovak word she knew. Evidence.
What on earth?
She looked up, only to find Novotsk halfway across the tavern, headed for the exit. She opened her mouth to shout after him, but then remembered how careful he'd been to avoid being seen speaking with her.
Son of a...
She jumped off her bar stool, threw some money on the bar to cover the bill, and then some, she thought, before hurrying to catch up. By the time she reached the street, however, she was too late. Novotsk was nowhere to be seen. With Novotsk's words of warning echoing in her head, Anya kept a sharp eye out as she made her way the last few blocks to her car. She didn't see anyone following her, but that didn't mean they weren't out there somewhere watching her. When she reached her car, she got in, locked the doors, and drove straight to her hotel.